Okay, P-O-L. I think I said it before, but now I kind of got inspired again, that we have the residents of the other side, huh? And they're trying to help people in here in this shadow world, shadow land, whatever it's called. And I mean, I think it would be pretty cool if they were devising means by their technology and by them inspiring geniuses from, you know, all these big geniuses, they get their ideas from divine inspiration, for God's sake. Einstein spoke like that indirectly. So many other geniuses that I just get it, you know, just comes to me. Mozart and whoever. So that's how they work. The angels, you know, the guides from the other world station out here in this case. And then they have come up with this really smart thing, because those guys there, the higher world, who can look at us now and laugh at us too, they know very well how our technology works. Many of them have been part of developing it. And all the knowledge for how it works is just openly available, and they have so much more intelligence, so it's no problem. So, you know, when you... Okay, now I'm really getting into it, but it's fun. When you really look down into what the bits and bytes of digital machinery actually are, well, they are charges, right? Electrical charges. That's all they are. See, even the most wonderful artificial intelligence computers and software, that intelligence that we call it is simply charges, no charge or a charge, right? And what is a charge? It's about plus and minus energy, right? It's down there at that energy that is at the foundation of this physical world. And scientists all agree on that. Now, from this other side, that energy is, of course, accessible too. And it's the same energy, it's different levels of vibration or whatever. So they are devising technology. However that looks, if it's just mental technology or actually machinery, whatever, we can be very creative here. This is a movie script, okay, or a book script. So, and they have these geniuses there, just like we have here, nerds who are super intelligent, and who device basically monitors and terminals or whatever, however they do it, or just connect minds directly into this. So they are, in short, they are connecting into, they have developed an interface which goes on beyond all the earthly machinery and works directly down there on the charges level. I don't know, this is just one idea. And or some kind of level there. That is, of course, the super low level, but they can basically I'm talking computer language here. This can basically, let's put it like this, they have like some interface like we have, or controllers and this and that, and goggles. They have something like that, but which allows them to control software. And some, I don't know, don't need to get too deep into this. I don't know how it works on that super AI level in computer programs, but and there may be like these earthly programmers, you know, the smartest. I just heard that they were talking about this AI in Swedish. Television, about how super expensive those programmers are because they are really the geniuses. So they are then inspired by this direct mental interface from our higher world friends, from the other world station, as I call it now. So they're like guys and girls at the terminals in both worlds, you could say. And there is some kind of communication, maybe not explicit such, but at least mental inspiration popping up in the minds of those earthly nerds, who then come up with great ideas. Hey, you know, and they smoke their pots and go wild, and then in this way they are easily accessible because their minds are kind of freed, as happens. And you're like that, so they just overtaken by these very benevolent spirits, which are really our friends from the other world station. And in this way, they are developing the hardware and the software in the right way. So in this way, it goes from two sides. They may do it consciously or unconsciously, what's really going on. So what result is a super sophisticated technology, which appears like AI, artificial intelligence, but which is really connected to the other world station equipment, or whatever you call it, terminals or mind headsets, you know, whatever they use there, so that anyone there can go in and take over the answers, or steer the answers, or feed it with answers. They are kind of hacking into this. And this has, they kind of reached that point of singularity where human technological advancement has reached that point of refinement and sophistication that it can actually be connected to from the other side, something like that. This could be pretty wild, actually.